The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here, second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting and the great outdoors, and boy, we did that in the last hour, that's for sure. Always get a lot of callers when we're giving away a muzzleloader, and that's fine. We're giving away a CVA muzzleloader. The rules are you call in WCBM 680 410 922 6680. When Pepe answers the phone, you say, I want to enter the muzzleloader contest. You give him your name, your first, last name, your phone number. And then you go on the air with me. I don't care if you just say hi. I want to win. Whatever. Just say hi to me. And that's all it takes to enter. And, we're going to talk to Patrick in Edgemere right now. I think you're already in there, Patrick, right? Hello, Patrick.
Hi.
What's up?
I'm just riding around. I've been listening to you for years, but I decided to try the contest this time.
Well, good. I'm glad you tried. It's what, 10 years we've been doing it?
Easy.
Yeah.
I've been listening to you, but I've never tried it before, so this has got to be my lucky time.
Well, let's see what happens, man. We'll know at the end of the month.
Well, thank you very much for your help.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you again.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Patrick, for holding on. That's all you got to do. Simple, right? Pepe, get ready to man the phones, because we're going to tell them it's time to call to get in the muzzleloader contest, 410-922-6680. Well, we talked about this West Virginia chucklehead that killed a deer, shot a deer in the district on Tuesday, charged with Mr. Vernon Goyne. Five charges: animal cruelty, possession of unregistered ammunition, discharging a firearm, possession of an unregistered firearm. The guy shot a 14-point buck, hit it in the rear end or the rear side or in the spine near the back somewhere. Dropped the deer, couldn't go anywhere except it was pulling itself along on his front quarters, front legs. It was awful. Sitting there with the head up, you know. And they found this chucklehead in camo in the woods with a stick. What the hell? You know, I can't understand the mindset of some people. It must have been the amazing rack on this thing, 14 points, 250-pound buck. But what would lead you to think that at 7 p.m. in the District of Columbia, you can discharge a firearm and nobody's going to call authorities? Come on. At least be a better shot. You know, don't make the deer suffer all that time because you're a moron. Oh, my gosh. It tears me up. Anyway, changing tracks. Oyster season opens today. Runs through March 31st. The opening month is reserved for divers and watermen using shaft and patent tongs. And then last season, 1,146 licensed Maryland watermen harvested 383,090 bushels of oysters with a dockside value of $14.9 million. This was a slight decline from the prior season of 393,000 bushels, 588 bushels, which is the second highest in 15 years, primarily due to good oyster reproduction in 2010 and 2012 and strong survival rates. The department's 2015 fall oyster survey showed a relatively low spat set with mixed recruitment success, which may indicate an average to declining oyster harvest this season. Maryland's oyster population still has far to go before being considered recovered. Yes, it does. to protect this species from poachers who harm both ongoing restoration efforts as well as oystermen. Maryland Natural Resources Police will deploy water patrols, conduct aerial and radar surveillance, and inspect wholesale and retail establishments. District court judges and special training and experience will hear the cases. If only that were true for land-based poaching cases. If only. I'm saying to you as a hunter, if only NRP had the resources and the personnel to be able to conduct this type of land-based poaching enforcement with our white-tailed deer, our black bears, our turkeys, our fur bears, what a wonderful world it would be. Let's talk to Geraldine in Cordova, Maryland. How are you?
I'm fine.
What's up? You need to turn your radio down, dear. You got a 7-second delay on there.
Okay. Hold on.
Turn your radio down, dear.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Yep. Did you turn it down?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I can hear you. What's up, Geraldine?
I am in search of, this thought ran across my mind when I was growing up. These state troopers used to come out to the village and pick my old Uncle Pete up and take him hunting. And I'd like to know, what was their interest? What was Uncle Pete's interest in these state troopers taking my old uncle hunting?
You're asking me?
Yeah, well, I'm sure they're, if they're my age or older, they're probably listening to the radio like I do.
Uh-huh.
I thought maybe somebody would be listening, you know, and would...
It would be able to... maybe they like the guy.
Yeah, I wondered about that.
I mean, maybe they were just buddies with your uncle. Maybe he helped him clean the game. Maybe he helped him.
I don't know what he did because he was an old man.
Yeah, maybe they just did it because they liked him and they wanted to get him out there in the woods.
Yeah, maybe so.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, that's all.
All right, Geraldine, thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Uh huh. Bye bye. There she goes. Let's talk to Ron in Maryland on the Maryland-Pennsylvania line. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Oh, I called in the internet contest.
You're in.
I'm not a hunter, but I am an avid gun collector.
Good for you. Good for you, Ron. Very nice. All right.
I had to work today.
What's that? You had to work today?
Yeah, I had to do a little work this morning.
I got you. All right, sir. Well, I thank you for calling.
All right, thank you. Have a good morning.
You too. Bye-bye. Bye. There goes Ron. Yes, indeed. Last year, officers wrote 211 citations for oyster violations, ranging from harvested undersized oysters to poaching from protected sanctuaries. Wonder how many citations they wrote for land-based poaching. Business portion of the oyster season will kick off November 1 when harvest methods expand to include sail dredging and power dredging in designated areas of Calvert, Dorchester, Somerset, St. Mary's, Talbot, Wicomico counties. Watermen may work Monday through Friday from sunrise to 3 p.m. in October and January through March and from sunrise to sunset in November and December. The minimum harvest size is 3 inches. The daily limit is 15 bushels per person, not to exceed 30 bushels per boat. We are publishing a new magazine coming out here in a couple of weeks called Maryland Shucks Oysters, similar to Maryland Loves Crabs. It is a fascinating segment of our seafood industry that's got a lot of different moving parts. Number one, you've got the public oyster harvest for both recreational and commercial harvest. These are oysters that are, you know, just out there on the oyster bars. Keep in mind, our oysters were decimated over the past 50 years by two diseases, MSX and Dermo. And we're down to 1%, 2% of the original oyster bars in the Chesapeake Bay. The oysters are the filterers of the bay. One oyster can filter 50 gallons of water a day and clean it up. So these oyster bars are vital to the health of the bay. Now, they've been wiped out. They're trying to bring them back with a couple of different things. So you've got the public harvest. You got that 75 or so percent of the bay. That's the public harvest open to watermen, open to recreational oystermen if you want. And then you've got the sanctuaries, which is about 25% of the oyster habitat in the bay. And this is where the controversy comes in, because this was formerly public oyster grounds, okay, that are now protected. They just announced that they're starting the Tread Avon project, the Harrison Creek project, and others are out there. And there's a big effort to save the oysters in the sanctuaries by massive reseeding exercises by, you know, people like Chesapeake Bay Foundation, Horn Point Lab, and others are trying to grow oysters to replace the oysters that were killed by MSX and Dermo, which is already, it's endemic in the population of the oysters. It's already out there. So what their success rate will be, nobody seems to know yet. I mean, there's limited success on these sanctuaries and so forth. And then there's the aquaculture industry, which men have invested fortunes, minor fortunes, and, of course, grants from both state and federal government to establish these oyster aquaculture facilities. There's one manufacturer here that provides the equipment and manufactures the equipment where the spat is raised and fed algae in the lab in the facility. Then it's put on shell. It's kept in cages. It's raised to a certain size. And oyster aquaculture, unlike the Maryland wild oysters, requires an 18-month growth period to get from spat to 3-inch legal size. So it's quite an investment in time and money. Hold on. Had a nasty little cough there I had to kill. So anyway, so it's a lot of moving parts, and you've got a lot of conservation-minded folks involved. You got people who want to make money on oysters. You've got scientists. You've got natural resources police trying to protect the resource. You've got the DNR Fisheries Service. You've got the seafood industry. You've got the wholesalers, the retailers, the middlemen, the watermen. I mean, it's just a giant, giant effort to work our oyster industry, our oyster, like I said, a lot of moving parts in our oyster production here in the Chesapeake Bay. So there you are. Oyster season opens today. I like to eat them. I can't eat them raw anymore, not more than a 2 or 3. There's some more. We'll have some health warnings in there in the Maryland Shucks Oysters magazine, so look for that. Look for that. Our number here, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. And the reason I give you that number is because we're giving a muzzleloader away from the fine folks at CVA. Go to CVA.com and check out the fine line of muzzleloaders. You're going to win one if you're the lucky person at the end of the month. All you have to do is dial our number, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and give us your name, your phone number, and then go on the air. It's that simple. It takes about 2-3 minutes. So if you call Pepe, 410-922-6680. Give him your name. He'll write your name down or write your phone number down. You go on the air with me, and you could win at the end of the month. I got to tell you right now about the annual Sportsman's Auction at Stauffer's Auction. That's Saturday, October 8th at 10 a.m. That's at 21140 Leadersburg Pike in Hagerstown, Maryland. And you got 1 week. If you want to call Denny Stauffer and say, hey, Denny, I got a gun I want you to sell. I got fishing tackle, ammunition, hunting supplies, bows, fishing gear, you name it. I want you to sell this stuff at your sportsman's auction and turn your extra items into cash. How you do that? You call Denny at 301-791-6896, or you email Denny at stauffersauctionco.com, S-T-O-U-F-F-E-R-S, auctionco.com, and talk with Denny. Very simple. Bring a friend to the auction. There's 160 lots when I looked on there last night, and most of them are guns, at least 150 guns. Handguns, rifles, shotguns, you name it. New in the box, muzzle loaders. StauffersAuctionCo.com. That's where you'll find all that information. And let me tell you about Clyde Sports Shop. I was in there yesterday looking at the firearms. You know, it's hunting season. So for those of you who want an all-around upland bird waterfowl gun, the BPS pump is a great firearm to take a look at. If you like that pump-action shotgun, well, the BPS comes in 410, 28, 20, 16, 12, and 10-gauge models, all the gauges. There's even a 12- and 20-gauge rifled barrel deer model. If you like to take that pump-action shotgun deer hunting, it comes with a Mossy Breakup Infinity Camo finish And here's the feature about the BPS pump. It doesn't eject the shell out to the side. It doesn't hit your buddy that's in your duck blind or your goose pit with you in the side of the head. No, it ejects out the bottom. It goes right in the bottom of the pit or right in the bottom of the boat. So you don't have to worry about, you know, shells flying everywhere when you're firing. It comes with three Invector plus choke tubes as well. Now that's the BPS pump. Then there is, in my opinion, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balanced, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. This is not a gas-operated system. This is a recoil-operated system. It's the A5. The Mossy Oak Shadow Grass Blades, DuraTouch Camo Finish, Fiber Optic Front Sight, the Humpback Receiver, ergonomically balanced, recoil-operated, kinematic drive is what they call it. It's an auto loader with a 100,000 round and five-year guarantee. I will own one of these days, the Browning A5. Make sure you check all those out at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road, your full-line Browning dealer, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108. Attention, gun owners, hunters, and shooters. Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom. Easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906. Above precision, beyond accurate. And while you're at Hafer's Gunsmithing, see a redneck blind on display. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie spray-on bedliners. You know, Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools and your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose a Linex premium bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and paint match. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your trucks. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Catonsville Linex, located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Start your day with Sean and Frank. Maryland's wake-up call. Weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your heart gets to pumping, your knees get to knocking, and your mind starts racing. It's a feeling like you never felt before. Have you coming back for more? Buck fever, gonna get you, boy. Buck fever, have you praying to the Lord. That rap, that grunt, that snare, that stomp will make you a believer.
All right. Let's talk to Michael in Baltimore. Thanks for holding through the break, Michael.
Hello, sir. Yes, I'm calling about a couple topics. One would be, are there any fishing clubs or any type of organizations that senior individuals that may have disabilities to join or participate?
Wow, boy, there's a good one. No, not that I know of. Not that I know of. I mean, maybe some of the fishing organizations out there can help you out. There's the Maryland Saltwater Sport Fishermen's Association, MSSA. There's Trout Unlimited. I don't know if I don't know if those guys have any interest in helping a brother out or not. I don't know. I just don't.
Okay. Another question. I know it's probably, or I would hope that it's behind us now. Have those zebra mussels ever been eradicated?
No.
No.
No. They still have them in the Susquehanna on the upper reaches of the Chesapeake Bay. We still have them here. They're still monitoring all the reservoirs. I don't know that they've ever seen them in the reservoirs, but I know we do have them in Maryland.
Yeah, I remember the one year they closed Lock Raven.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they put the monitors out there. They still have the signs up, as far as I know, as far as your boats are concerned and that type of thing. And, you know, you still have to have a registered live bait license to sell live bait and that type of thing. So it's
now, I know they're not indigenous of our area.
No, they're from foreign.
But I understand that. Well, we know that they can cause a lot of havoc monetarily.
Well, sure.
But is it true that they're also filter feeders?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Any shellfish is. Yeah, they've cleaned up the Great Lakes, even though they've caused a lot of devastation, no question. Mm-hmm. You know, what they do is they get on the insides of these intake and outflow pipes and that type of thing, and they prevent the free flow of water. They just cluster to the point where, you know, the water has a difficult time getting through there, and then, of course, anything else that gets stuck on them and trapped in them, you know, and jams up these intakes and outflows. So
Yeah,
but no, the zebra mussel in the Great Lakes has done a great job of cleaning the water up there, that's for sure.
Okay, well, I appreciate your
sure.
input.
Sure. All right, Michael. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.
You got it. Bye-bye. There he goes. John in Baltimore. Good morning, John. How are you?
All right, sir. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I was just curious. I'm not really a hunting question or anything, but it has to do with firearms. I was just in the process of starting to build an AR-15, and I was just curious if you... for sporting, but I'm just curious if you had any preference as 223 versus 5.56. You know, if you were building one, what you might do.
223 versus 5.56 is virtually the same.
Yeah, they're close. I've heard some people try to say that one's a little bit better than others. Some's a little more accessible than others. I didn't know if you had any preference.
I have no. Look, I'm not that kind of a detailed definition guy. I mean, I own a 5.56, but I buy 223 ammo for it.
Right.
I mean, it's easy. You know?
All right, I'm new to this, so I'm...
Yeah, I mean, my dad has a 284, and I have a 270, and the 280 Remington, they're all 284 caliber.
Right.
Just based on the casing size. So, I mean, it depends on the powder and everything else, but the bullet's all 7 millimeter, same thing. It's all 284 caliber, so...
All right, there you go.
All right, buddy, thanks. Yep, see ya. There he goes, Jim in Middle River. Good morning, Jim. How are you, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
Hey, look, I've been watching. I mean, I don't watch it too much, like the Facebook thing.
Yeah.
There's a couple different, things that you can get on about hunting and all.
Right.
I've been seeing a lot more women and girls bow hunting.
Yeah, so, no question. We love it.
I'll tell you what, and they're getting the job done.
Yeah, they are. There's a lot of great bow hunters out there. I hunt with a young lady by the name of Laura. I've mentioned her before. Been in the stand with her once this year, once or twice last year. But first year she bow hunted, first night in the stand, she took a nice velvet buck. I was sitting there with her. It was great. It was a great experience. So, I'm all for it. We've got a writer.
Yeah, I tried to get my daughter into it, and she's 24 now. But when I first started, I used to take her up to Tapsico to walk through the fields and all. And
yeah.
That's when they had the deer all over.
Yeah.
And then one time she got a tick on her, and that was it.
Yeah, of course.
That ruined that. No more field for her. So. I watch the internet.
Now maybe you get back in her and get her back into it by taking her out on the range and having her shoot a 22 or something.
Well, I'd like to let her do the bow thing. I mean, it's a lot of fun and all, and she's not too much into firearms either as her mother. But I've been doing it all my life, so I'm not going to change.
Okay, buddy.
That's it. I tell you what, guys, enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks, Jim. See you.
All right, see you.
Okay, Daddy Cool. What's up, Daddy Cool?
Yay. We got a problem down in Middle River and Fells Point. I've never seen so much seaweed in my life before.
Why is that a problem?
Well, when I throw my line out there, I don't catch fish, I catch seaweed.
Yeah, so that's a bad thing. All that seagrass is a bad thing, right?
Yeah, what is that?
Yeah, well, that's
cost for this year. I've never seen it before.
Well, that's a symptom of a healthy bay.
Oh, okay.
You want that grass. You want, the boaters used to kill it and poison it and cut it and everything else, but finding out that that's what helps keep our bay clean, it really is.
Well, I learned something new today.
Yeah, I mean, unfortunately, it won't be there all year, but that's what you want. You want that bay grasses, you need that for a healthy bay. You need that to keep the pollution down and everything else. Good stuff.
I had a little truck driving music from my fishing buddies, the Hook Club.
You want a little truck driving music?
Yeah.
All right. Well, let me see if we can find something. What do you prefer?
Anything you pick.
All right. We'll look for it. We'll let you know.
All right. Have a great day.
Thanks, Daddy Cool.
All right.
Bye-bye. All right, well, we'll look for some truck driving music, spinning stacks of antique wax right here on the Alan Ellis Outdoorsman Radio Show. Taking requests from our listeners for anything from the 60s or 70s. We'll try to play it, especially if it has to do with the outdoors and driving them big rigs. Breaker. What? I'm fine. Pepe, don't panic. It's all good. Just a little special request from a listener. No big deal. I was out at Battery Warehouse the other day. You know, they have a lot of great batteries. They got starters and chargers and that kind of stuff, too. I learned that. I also learned that I was at Bayline X at Glen Burnie. They've got a whole new line of truck hitches and things like that. And then we've got, where else was I? I was at Clyde yesterday. I did mention that. One of our sponsors, Tim Hafer, is going to be with us next week. The first couple segments of the first hour, Tim's going to talk about the entire process of obtaining a suppressor for your firearm. And suppressors are legal, but Tim's going to talk about it. And then, as I said, the show's pre-recorded. Then we'll have the last segment of the first hour. Bill Miles will be here from the Maryland Hunting Coalition. He'll be talking about a little bit of stuff from our summit that we had last Sunday, which was a fantastic summit for the hunters here in Maryland. We talked about a lot of issues. And I'll let you know when that's up on the website. The summit summary should be up there this weekend, so check in later today or tomorrow and on the Maryland MDHuntingCoalition.org website, and you'll see what the second annual Maryland Hunting Summit was all about and who was there. And then, following that, we'll have Matt Sell. Matt Sell's going to do the second hour of our show talking about great fishing up at Deep Creek Lake, some techniques and tips and locations and things like that. So and brook trout, too. Brook trout, the fall brook trout spawning run is on. So that'll all be next week. All right, Pepe, did you find a little truck driving music for our buddies? Well, lay it out there, man. There you go. For all you truckers out there. And well, from I'm Big Daddy Cool.
Pittsburgh, rolling down that eastern seaboard.
There you go.
I got my diesel wound up and she's running like I never before. There's a speed zone ahead with all right. I don't see a cop in sight. 6 days on the road and I'm gonna make it home tonight.
Little Dave Duncan.
I got me 10 forward gears on a Georgia overdrive. I'm taking little white pills and my eyes are open wide. I just passed a Jimmy and a wine. I've been a passing everything inside.
All right, here we go. Let's talk to Diana in Arbutus. Good morning, Diana. How are you?
I'm fine. Could you put Smokey the Bandit on?
No, I'm not playing requests. This is the Outdoorsman Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and I'm really not doing requests. I was being very facetious.
Oh.
Sorry.
Okay.
Bye. Sorry you're disappointed. Oh, my God. Guess I'll never launch into my radio DJ voice ever again. Oh, no. Come on. Let's talk to... Okay, well... Oh, all right. Back to reality, folks. Fishing, hunting, in the great outdoors. Roy in Dundalk, how are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. What's up?
I always listen to your show. I never call in because my dog is squeaking toys in the backstop. I just call for the truck driving music. Red Sovine Phantom 309. That's a classic.
Oh, my gosh. Goodbye. Thank you.
Thank you.
What has I wrought? All right, Pepe, we are not taking requests for music, okay? Fishing, hunting in the great outdoors, and muzzle loader contest calls. You got it? Oh, my. All right. Back to seriousness here. Let's talk about you can call 410-922-6680 to get in the muzzleloader contest. We're giving a great muzzleloader away from the fine folks at CVA. I'm not sure what model yet or not, but here's how it works. You call in, you leave your name and number. Pepe takes your name and number. And then at the end of the month, we put everybody's name in a hat, buy a ticket, and then we pull a ticket number out. It matches somebody's name, and somebody walks away with a great muzzleloader from CVA. CVA mails it directly to your address. So, you know, we'll call you if you win. I hope you're listening when you win, and you can celebrate with us on the air. There we go. Now, the Hunting Summit, last Sunday. We went to National Hunting and Fishing Day at the Associated Gun Clubs range in Baltimore, in Marysville last week. Very disappointing crowd, very disappointing turnout. DNR was disappointed. All the vendors were disappointed. In from 10 to 3, 5 hours, I think I talked to 8 people, something like that. Yeah, it was sad. It really was. I don't know what it was. Whether it was a bad day, whether it was no promotion. I mean, we did our best here. Whether it was, I just don't know. I just don't know. I really don't. So I guess they'll figure that out. Anyway, we had 20 people attend our summit last week, and you can read their names on the summary. But here's what we talked about. We talked about trespassing and poaching. We talked about a coordinated strike force for poaching reports when somebody calls in to DNR and says, hey, I just saw a guy in camo in my back 40 and I heard a shot. Then we talked about very important thing, recruitment and retention of youth. Yes, indeed. Of course, we talked about the authorization for rifle use in Frederick County for deer hunting. That was brought up by our Frederick County Sportsman's Council that residents are not happy about the redrawing of the shotgun zone out there. We had a representative from Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. Talked about that. We talked about whether or not you had to have a license to train your rabbit dog or your rabbit dogs just to run rabbits without a firearm, or if anybody accompanying you needed a license as well. The law is, yes, you do, but that subject was brought up in question. We talked about fur trapping. The current concern is DNR's recent decision to terminate all trapping on state-owned parks. DNR took this position without advance notification and or any input from the impacted trapping community. And we're going to seek the rationale of the DNR on that. We talked about the subject of tundra swan hunting. You know, tundra swans are hunted in Virginia, North Carolina, a couple other states. There are, I think there are 9,000 or thereabouts permits issued per year to take tundra swans. And the bulk of those go to South Carolina, where these swans winter. 5,000 permits are issued in North Carolina a year. And I talked to the chief guy in North Carolina about that. And he basically said they're thinking about kicking another 1,500 in next year. If Maryland applies, that pool will, whatever, you know, if Maryland puts together a plan and it's accepted, if, it's a big if because it's a very touchy public issue, you know, Maryland could wind up with a couple hundred permits, and that would pull from some of the other people who are getting the permits now, because there are only that many, that there was only that many permits issued, and that's it. We talked about suburban management of deer. Lady from Montgomery County Civic Association was there. We talked about that. We talked to hunting guides, Outfitters and Guides Association was there. They were questioning whether or not they could access public land. We talked about Sunday hunting. We talked about funding the Natural Resources Police and the Wildlife Heritage Service. And, you know, it was quite a meeting. 4 hours, 20 people. Everybody in the room had an opinion. We had input there. The wildlife director was there. We had a representative from the Natural Resources Police. It was a good conversation. Got a little testy, a little heated, but it was all good. Let's talk to Ronald in Cape St. Clair. Good morning, Ronald. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I wanted to ask you how you made out with your dove hunting last week.
Well, it was on the 17th. We had about 31 guys there, and everybody seemed to have a good time. There were probably a few minor complaints that the birds didn't fly as much as possible. There were birds in the air. I mean, we had the sunflowers. We had the corn. It was a beautiful day. We had, you know, a coolish day. I had good fellowship and friendship and camaraderie around the lunch table. We had a nice little raffle. We gave a couple things away. we kind of split up there after lunch to went to three different farms, maybe a dozen guys, 10 guys or so at each farm. And one field had a good shoot, and one had a bad shoot, and one had an average shoot. And, you know, it was all in all a good time. It was had by all, even though, you know, we didn't get a giant flight of doves, but it was good. So.
Well, that's what it's all about. That dove hunting is like crabbing. It's you could starve to death while you're trying to get yourself full.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and you shoot them, and they're not much meat on them. They're kind of like chipmunks. You got to get about a dozen of them to make a meal.
There you go. I wanted to ask you if anybody's noticed. I haven't had a bird sit in my. I live in Cape St. Clair.
Right.
I haven't had a bird in my yard in at least 2 weeks.
A dove or any bird?
Anything. There are no birds out there. I don't know if it's the spraying for Zika. I don't know what's going on. There are no birds in Cape St. Clair.
Interesting. Interesting. I wonder if the storm. I wonder if the storm had any effect on them.
No, this has been going on for the last 2 months that I know of.
Hmm.
I don't know where the birds are, but there are no birds in Cape St. Clair.
Wow. Are there feral cats in Cape St. Clair?
Well, we've had a fox or two, and I'm glad to have those. They kind of eliminate some of the squirrels. But I don't know what's going on with the birds, and it was before they started spraying for mosquitoes, so I don't know if that could be it either. You know, our bee situation is the same thing. My cousin told me 20 years ago, they live in West Virginia, and the government came around. Anybody that was licensed to raise bees, the government came around and inspected their hives.
Right.
From that time forward, they all had mites. And they all had fallen hives and so forth. And they think that's exactly what happened to the bees that it was instituted by the government, or they passed it around.
The government passed it around. How would they do that?
20 years ago.
How would they do that?
I don't know. I don't know. This is, like I said, this is just another one of those conspiracies. But
yeah, conspiracy theory sounds like, you know. But I mean, how do you know? How do you know it wasn't climatic and you know the bees picked up the mites and spread them from hive to hive?
I don't know. That's exactly what she told me, and it's been at least 20 years ago that she told me that, and the bee population has digressed ever since that time.
Well, why don't you? Are you on a computer, Ronald?
No.
Oh, well, why? You know, somebody needs to Google when Roundup became very popular to spray for agricultural crops.
Yeah,
well, and the downwind effect of that.
There's not a lot of agriculture in West Virginia anymore. Nobody farms.
Mm.
Nobody does anything. They don't have any work. There's no hunting.
Well, there's apparently this fella from West Virginia was in the district the other day, Tuesday, and shot a nice big 14-point buck inside the District of Columbia, and he's in a world of trouble because there's no hunting season in the District of Columbia, so he was trying to poach a big giant 14-point buck and got caught, and he should have been.
Absolutely.
Yep. So. Let's see what our listeners have to say about the birds.
Keep your eye out for them. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Win that black powder rifle for you.
Good luck to you, buddy. Thanks.
Thanks.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Helen in Glen Burnie, good morning. How are you?
Fine. The reason I called, I was laying in bed, and I heard that man talk about the birds.
Right.
And I had said to my mother, we live on Stony Creek.
Yeah.
I said, you know, there aren't any ducks out there, and I haven't heard any seagulls. But usually, this time of year, you hear the ducks quacking away at night because my husband and I used to say how it sounded like them laughing.
Right.
But there are not any mallards out there.
I suspect that the mallards haven't come in yet. No, I don't know if you live near a marina or anything like that. But, you know, there's always marina birds around, and I've seen marina birds all over the place. I mean, you know, I go down to Chesapeake Beach, and I was at Harris's Seafood yesterday. There's plenty over there.
Yeah, I wonder what it is here, then. I don't know. It's just different.
I get it. I know the migratory birds haven't arrived yet. That's for sure. So
yeah.
I mean,
well,
you know,
it's just different, though, because usually they're out there quacking away
at
night.
It's just different. Okay. All right, Helen. Okay. I have no solution. I do not know.
All right.
All right, thanks.
You.
Bye-bye. Don't know. First I heard of it. I don't have a solution for it. I wish I did. I wish I could point my finger at it and say, ABC, I don't know that spraying for mosquitoes has anything to do with it. If that were the case, you wouldn't see any bats at night. I don't know if you're not seeing any bats in the evening or not. Maybe all the mosquitoes are dead. Not in my yard. But I think the Zika thing is, quite frankly, overblown a little bit, but that's my opinion. We have all the mosquitoes here that are capable of carrying Zika virus and everything else. We've got mosquito-borne diseases that have been around since time immemorial, and now all of a sudden we've got Zika. There's always some alarm, always some cause, always something going on in the environment that is brand new, never happened before in the history of man. I don't buy any of it, quite frankly. I don't think Zika's new. I don't think any of these things are new. Are there occasional outbreaks? Probably. What causes that? Not global warming. Maybe environmental conditions from time to time, but I don't believe in global warming. Do I believe in climate change? Yes. The climate changes in the spring, the summer, the fall, and the winter. Let's talk to Henry in Essex. Let's see what Henry has to say. Anytime, Pepe. Get him up here. I'll take a coffee break. That's fine. I'll wait for you, Pepe. Go ahead. Take your time. While he's screening that call, I'll tell you one more time about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. A couple of, if you like the shooting sports, you know, like sporting clays and trap and skeet and things like that, I'm going to tell you that Browning has a couple of beautiful firearms. The 725 Satori is a great gun. It's a Satori, C-I-T-O-R-I, perfect blend of beauty and performance, 5 Invector DS choke tubes, a ported barrel, triple trigger system, Vector Pro length and forcing cones in 12 and 20 gauge. It is a spectacular looking over and under firearm. You can see that at Clyde's Sports Shop. And then there's the BT-99, the ideal competition shotgun for trap shooters. If you like to shoot trap, the BT-99 is the way to go. The Invector Plus choke tube system, chrome chambers, Vector Pro length and forcing cones. It's the BT-99 at Clyde Sports Shop. Your full line Browning dealer. All the rifles, all the shotguns, all the handguns that Browning makes, you can see at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway, exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, 410-242-6108 for Clyde's Sports Shop. One more time about our buddy Denny Stauffer having his auction. That's coming up Saturday. I'm sorry about the voice, folks. Coming up on Saturday, October 8th, next Saturday at 10 o'clock in Hagerstown, Maryland. The address, if you want to put it in your GPS, is 21140 Leitersburg Pike, L-E-I-T-E-R-S-B-U-R-G, Leitersburg Pike in Hagerstown. You got one more week to get your item in there for the auction. If you want to sell your firearms, your ammunition, your hunting supplies, your bows, your fishing gear, your clothing, turn your extra stuff, your extra items into cash. Denny will take them on consignment and auction them off for you. Give Denny a call, 301-791-6896, 301-791-6896, or you can email Denny at Denny, D-E-N-N-Y, at stauffersauctionco.com and talk with our buddy Denny Stauffer. Bring a friend to the auction next Saturday at 10. Visit the website and see what's on there. There's 160 items, most of them guns. www.stauffersauctionco.com. Stauffersauctionco.com. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. You can see a Redneck blind on display at Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, Alan Ellis here for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex Spray-On Bedliners. You know Linex Spray-On Bedliners are rated number one, and they carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner that looks great and offers UV protection, or the Linex Extra with Kevlar and Paint Match. You know what? Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, fender flares, and much more. These guys provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck like I did,
the Linex Bedliner, and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Of course, call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex, located 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Hey, this is Sean Hannity. Guess what? Now there's finally a place to find the truth. Every weekday afternoon from 3 to 6, right here on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails. And it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories he can tell. Granddaddy's gone.
All right, let's talk to Henry in Essex. Good morning, Henry. How are you?
All right, Alan. I'm just calling about the birds. We live on the water, and
yeah.
I have a lot of barn swallows all the time. Come here for, I know, 15 years, getting mosquitoes and all. I ain't seen one, neither has my neighbors.
Really?
Not one.
Interesting. All right. Well, I don't know what to, I don't know what to tell you. We'll find out, though.
Okay, Alan. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Thank you. Bye-bye. Miss Fran, how are you?
Yes, good morning. I'm going to try to be real quick.
All right.
I just got a little message for the hunters out there. I think, now this is just an idea came into my head, why sometimes when you have something, they don't quite show up like they should,
right,
show their support.
Right.
And it come to me a couple Saturdays ago, something I heard you say that they may be doing sometime. And I thought about when I was younger, the attitude is this. They don't like to be told nothing by nobody. They don't like to follow rules. They want to do what they want to do, when they want to do it, and the way they want to do it.
Okay.
But I'll tell you this. If you learn to think a little bit different, and you learn to change the laws to what you want, and when you learn to find loopholes in the ones that's already there so you can still be legal, there's no greater satisfaction and fun than that, than taking their laws and using them to your advantage.
Well, you know,
so they need to try something new. Don't be afraid of Alan Ellis because he's a rules guy and he likes to obey the law kind of guy, and you just figure what you're going to do, what you want to do. What you need to do is try something different. You can take this law and have more fun than you ever had before.
That's true. Okay. I like it.
All right.
You got it. Thanks, friend.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. She got the final word. Gene in Columbia, I thought she had the final word. What's up, Gene? Real quick.
Yeah, just trying to get some idea on where I could do some crabbing. I'm kind of into the area.
Ah, man. Okay, do you have email?
I do.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Thank you, my friend. Appreciate it. Really love the show.
Okay, thanks. Bye-bye. There we go. Gene had the final word. All right, we're out of here till the 15th next week.